I'm going to Bombay. I came to know, you all know Raghupati Prabhu, who was in charge of Nilgiri project. Some 10, 15 days ago, he had complained that one part of his hand was not, he was feeling numbness, one part of the hand. And he was feeling slight chest pain. Even does pranayama and everything, he's a healthy man, youngster. He's about 30, 34 years old. So he was sleeping in the night, early morning about 3 o'clock or so, he had a massive heart attack. And he was restlessly moving from his bed, and Anandabhad was lying next to him. And suddenly he could see that this fellow is suffering, catching his chest. And immediately he called Achyutananda Prabhu and doctor. And they picked him up in a vehicle. And when they were taking him in the vehicle, he started giving a wooing sound. Ooh, big sound. And he was feeling as if the life is going out of his body. He's feeling like that. And they found that he's almost becoming like dead. The heart is, his heart, such a complex mechanism it is, stopped functioning practically. So, because they were doctors, Achyutananda Prabhu and others, they knew, they started very forcefully pounding on the chest in order to make it function. When the heart is not functioning, sure they do. So much that his whole body was shaking. And they were trying to pound on his chest. In fact, another devotee was giving air through his mouth so that he can breathe. Otherwise, if he stopped breathing, finished. And they took him to the hospital and they put him. They were studying the, what do you call it, ECG, is it? This is the way they were studying. Sometimes the waves would become flat. It would go. Then it's danger. But if it's going flat, it's gone. Then again, it would move up and down. So 1 hour they were constantly supplying air to him in order to make him survive. Anyway, he survived. But, you know, for 1 hour or so his heart didn't function, due to which it has shut down the kidney. It's like, for example, if somebody, some stranger comes outside your door and there's a threat to you, and what you would do? You would shut a big door forcibly, right? Like the little show. So, you close the door, that time you saved your life from the stranger. But then afterwards you want to open the door is so heavy sometimes, it's difficult to open. Then you have to use different devices to again open the door. Same way the body or your system also shuts down the kidney when there is such dangers like that for the chest. So it had shut down and now the kidney wasn't functioning. I had gone to see him. He was one of my doctors who joined almost at the same time as me, you know. But I couldn't even meet because they were doing external dialysis. They said, if you see the site, you will faint. They said, because the kidney is not functioning, we are using blood to, you know, operate the kidney from outside. It's a highly infectious zone in ICU. They said, you can't meet now. So, till late, from today, tomorrow, we may come to know whether he will survive or not. I'm not very sure. He was just a youngster. Just the day before that he was in Nilgiri, talked to devotees normally, just like we are talking now, teach darshan. And now suddenly the next day this happened. So this body is a very vulnerable, highly complex material mechanism about which we have very little understanding. We may diagnose and study the body. Yesterday evening, 5 o'clock, this call came from Shankar Pandipu. And he called and he was crying continuously. Probably I was the first person he informed. And I wanted to ask him, what do you want to say? He could not speak only for some time on the phone. Then he said his father was coming in the train and he got off the train and he vomited. And he fell unconscious on the ground. He was alone practically. Police took him to the hospital and all. And he said he was declared dead in the hospital. And he went. So, anyway, he said, now I'm going to inform all my brothers and everyone. So this body, it is such a complex network. What time it will stop now and then, say. and what complication will come at what point of time. Yes. That is why Parikshit Maharaj was asking Sukadeva Goswami two questions. On what is the duty or dharma of the people in general? And on what is the dharma of a dying man? The two questions. Because although there are so many religious practices, yajna, dana, tapa, jnana yoga, meditation, ashtanga yoga, meditation, and all these things. So he asked the question, there are so many processes, there are so many sages and saints, there are so many scriptures, so many books, so many procedures and formularies. What is the sure shot way that one can attain perfection? So he wanted to know that. Because otherwise, you know, all the knowledge of the scriptures, is it going to come at the time of death to remember that I have to attain moksha in this body? So Śrīla Goswami told him a very famous verse. Tasmād bhārata sarvātmā bhagavān īśvaro hari śrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavyascha bhajan. So he is saying that my dear king, he is saying that three things in śrotavya, one should hear about Krishna at the time of death, he says. Because you know, by hearing about Krishna, gradually one's consciousness will become absorbed in transcendence, spirituality. And one should glorify Krishna, speak about Krishna. One should remember Krishna. And this also is applicable to the holy name. And he says, when one is about to die, what should one do? He says, whoever a person may be, Yetavan, Sankhya, if he is a Sankhya follower, Yogabhyam, if he is Ashtanga Yoga follower, Swadharma Paranishthaya, he is a Karmakandi Brahmana doing Swadharma Nishtha. He said, whoever one may be, all these parts are useless unless it brings him to the point of Janma Lava Parakpumsaham. The Lava, the profit one can attain at the time of death is Ante Narayana Smriti, he said. One should remember Lord Narayana Smriti. So, he told for an average person in society and a dying person. And then Prabhupada says, the second question is more important than the first. Prabhupada says, why? Because when will death come, no one can say. Here is the example of Raghupati Prabhu, who is now fighting with death and life. And we will come to know in a couple of days. He's a youngster, just about 22, 33 years old, you know. And there is Shankar Prabhu's father, you know, around 60, 65, I think. So the young are old, nothing is predictable in this world. And his body is simply a machine, a highly complex machine. It's like a CNC, computer network control machine, with all coolants flowing here and there, and all complex parts, electrical and electronic parts, mechanical parts, chemicals flowing. And even the doctors who study the body, even they say it is so highly complex, you have to have one field for one part of the body. And even after studying that field deeply, still one is not confident about the field. Like Ranjit Prabhu, when he passed out of the college, he and his wife were saying, you know, ophthalmology, they had studied MD. And I asked, what's your realization? I asked after completing ophthalmology. They said, our realization is that we don't know much about the eyes. He said, although they have studied in such great length about the eyes. So it's a highly complex body, not in your control or my control. So before the death comes and strikes us, one should be wise enough to awaken one's Dharma Krishna consciousness. That is the statement of Bhagavatam. Turnam yate dhanapriya dhanabhrittu yaman. Body is... there is a reserve verse by Kulashakra also, he says. Patati avashyam shatanandri dhajaya. He says this body is surely bound to fall to the ground because it is a complex network of nerves and muscles and bones and marrow and whatnot. All these things, it will just fall on the ground. It will be a pile of ashes. But before that happens, he says, one has to awaken one's Krishna consciousness. The example is given in Bhagavatam of a bird who is very nicely, comfortably living in a tree. And the tree is like ashy green. He has made a nice nest. He is living peacefully inside the nest, sleeping at night. But a time comes when the tree becomes barren. All the leaves are gone and the tree is barren, and then the gardener thinks, now it's time now, let me cut down the tree and use it as firewood, you know. And he comes with his axe. For the first time, the sleeping bird comes to understand. Talk! And he hears the sound. And then, what is this? I was peacefully living. Suddenly, when your body and organs don't cooperate, then you realize, hey, what is this? And you found that the branches are being cut. And you understood, if I don't quit now, the tree, then this fellow will kill me also. Then he had to take off from that. He was very attached to his home, the nest. But he had to leave that and push it to another place. Same thing happens to soul also. The body is compared to the tree here. The two birds sitting in a tree. They give that example. So, we will be asked to quit, although involuntarily we may quit the body. But with what quality of consciousness we are quitting the body, that's very important. Because everyone has to quit the body one day, either today or tomorrow, someday. But what consciousness, what quality of consciousness we have developed at that point of time, so that when we leave that one body, where are we going to go next? What is our next destination? What is going to be my next destination? That will depend on how we have lived our life. And when we are youngsters, generally, because the body is hale and hearty, hale and healthy, we don't realize this kind of death can come. Nowadays, can you imagine, a 32-year-old man can get a heart attack. Nowadays, even people less than that, they get. And yesterday, there was angioplasty of Gopaksha Maharaj. You know, two holes, two arteries were blocked, and they clear, you know, clear it up, and they performed the operation. He's going to take rest for 2-3 days. There is always risk involved in this body, whether it be heart problem or any other problem. So one sign of intelligence is to remember that this world is temporary, and to always be consciously aware that it is only a journey. Any time I be asked to quit this body, it may be very painful for us. Whether we like or not, one has to quit. Is there anyone who has survived in this world? Everyone has to die sometime or the other. But if we know that fact, we know that reality, then why not prepare ourselves right now? If we prepare our consciousness, then we will become free from the fear that arises from the very thought of death. One can become free from that fear. And akuto bhayam says, one becomes free from the fear. Of course, even if somebody says, I'm not fearful, they will be heading towards the dog body or the cat body. There are many people who say, I'm not fearful of death. But what is the quality of the consciousness? They may say, everyone has to die, so I will also die. Okay, everyone has to die, you also die. But where do you go next? That will depend on how you have lived your life, what consciousness you have lived, in which you have lived in. We are very fortunate. We are, whatever Shukadeva Goswami is saying as the conclusion of all religion, Ante Narayana Smriti, chanting of the Holy Name, that we are doing every day. So every day we are preparing ourselves. Because we know the death can come today, tomorrow, any time it can come. So we are preparing our consciousness every day by chanting the Holy Name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when you are being carried by the stretcher, at that time your tongue will not be able to chant the Holy Name when you are being carried to the graveyard. It's completely dead already. So before the Atma leaves the body, while the tongue is moving, and you have the ability to pronounce the Holy Name, which you can't pronounce in a dog's body or a cat's body or a bird's body or any other animal's body. When you are having that capability, human body is capable of chanting the Holy Name while alive. So it's a take full advantage. So this is a sign of intelligence. To remember that the duration of my stay in this human apartment, just like every apartment they give you 11 months or something, agreement. So here also there is agreement, some 70-80 years agreement. And we have signed it up when we brought this body. But remember that I am different from the body, I am sitting in this body and I will be asked to quit. Instead of developing more and more attachments to the material body, we can chant the Holy Name and prepare ourselves to return back to Krishna. Harinam Prabhu Ki.